As you can tell, we're without an accompanist tonight. That's not to inflict Lenten penance on you. It's to inflict Lenten penance on Vance. No, I'm just kidding. No, sing out if you can. It would help us all. I realized for the first time in my life this weekend that this gospel, which we have every first Sunday of Lent, Jesus going out into the desert, which for obvious reasons, Lent 40 days, Jesus 40 days, desert, all of that. It comes right after his baptism. So right before the devil says, if you really are the Son of Man, like five sentences before that, the Father, the heavens open and the Father says, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And now the devil starts to poke at that a little bit. And then we notice it's paired with Genesis. The same thing happens to Eve. God says, do not eat of this tree. And a few sentences later, did God really say? Notice how uncreative the devil is. He doesn't think of a real temptation. He just takes whatever God says and just kind of mixes it up a little bit and causes confusion. Did God really say, don't use contraception? Did God really say, go to Mass every Sunday? Did God really say? He's getting at what it really means to be a son or a daughter, which is to trust the Father. That's it. It's to trust the Father. It's to trust that what God has told us is true and to live out of that. This is why Jesus goes into the desert, and this is why we're invited to go into the desert for 40 days of Lent, because in the desert, there's only two options. It's either give in to the plight of our humanity, give in to taking the food, taking the power, taking the possessions that the devil offers, or it's to experience extreme poverty, and to let the Father care for us, to trust in his providential care. That's all you can do in a desert. Make it for yourself or trust the Father. And so what do those three temptations look like for us that the devil tempts Jesus with, right? Turn stones to bread. Maybe it's something like, I wish this thing that I'm experiencing or that I have to deal with or that I wish would go away, I wish it wasn't there. I wish the stones were bread. I wish they were more helpful for me. But instead, Jesus he's very happy to let the stones be what they are. He said, let them be stones. He's very happy. Why? Because they're from God. God made stones, and maybe they're not that helpful right now when you're hungry, but they're from God, and we don't live by bread alone. And so to let the Father be provident is to accept what he gives us in each and every moment, even if we'd rather have bread and he gives us stones, but just simply be happy that the Father has given us what we have, even if it's difficult, even if we'd rather have something else. Then they go to the temple, right? And he sort of tempts Jesus to force God's hand, right? Maybe for us it's, God, if you loved me, then you would do X. Or, how could you love us if you let this happen? Right? A son or a daughter doesn't coerce God into being good. Instead, they rejoice at whatever the Father chooses to do. Or maybe even more difficult, they rejoice at what the Father chooses not to do. That one's really hard. I would like God to do this. He doesn't do it. Praise be Jesus Christ. I don't say that very often. It's difficult. But whatever God is doing, a son or daughter can receive that. They can let God be God. They don't force his hand or force ultimatums. They'd simply receive him. And then they go to the mountain, right? They go up on the mountain. The devil shows them all the kingdoms. It all can be yours. I'll give it to you. Just worship me. And I think the temptation here is the present moment is all there is. And if you're experiencing darkness or temptation, it'll never go away. You're stuck here, right? Because notice, the devil, it seems like a grand view actually, right? To go up on a mountain and see all of the kingdoms of the earth, you're like, wow, that would be quite a sight. But what's actually happening? He's inviting Jesus to look down. Look down. What does Jesus do on the cross? He looks up. He looks up. The devil isn't actually offering him anything, even all the kingdoms of the world. It's really nothing. It's look down, be stuck in the present moment, because that's all there is. But the Father can give us all of the past, all of the future, eternal life. He can give us what's above. And we don't have to be stuck down in but what's below. He's really not giving him anything. So maybe those are like the three temptations. But then, everyone, the key to this whole scene from Matthew is this. The devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. All that Jesus renounces, the Father gives him. All that Jesus says no to, the Father gives him. What a lesson. How beautiful. I wonder if Eve would have just not given in, the Father would have given her all that the devil promised. He would have made her like God. He would have given her all wisdom. But instead, she tried to take. And so it is with us. Everything we forego, God gives according to his plan and his time. So what can we do? To be a son or daughter, it's not really to do something, it's to let go. It's to not grasp, it's to feel hungry, to feel empty, to give the Father an opportunity to be provident, to give. Not just for our temporal, but our spiritual needs as well. And I think we maybe often don't experience this because in that moment of emptiness or temptation, right? We want to be like Eve. We want to take. She took it and looked at it and ate it. And then we've missed the opportunity to let God care for us. And that's why if you remember from Ash Wednesday, we had those little purple pamphlets. It's like, that's why we push daily mass during Lent. That's why we push adoration. Because in daily mass and adoration, we come so poor. You can't make things happen in prayer. You can spin your wheels for a while. But at some point, you got to just give up and let God give. Let him care. In confession, you're like, all I have to bring is my sins. I don't have anything to offer. And all we can do there is let him care for us. And so that's why there's such beautiful Lenten practices. Let us ask Jesus to teach us during these 40 days how to be sons and daughters, how to let the Father care for us, how to let our penances and our fastings and our giving away of our money actually make us wait for him to give us all the things that we're renouncing, right? So that we can be with him, that we can learn how to be sons and daughters, that we can receive the angels ministering to us and experience God's love.